some people believe, or want to believe, or kind of believe that the Madden curse is real. Others don't believe it at all. I see a third path where the basis for the curse is real. It's just not a curse. It's based on something else. Madden curse is, most you know, has to do with, it started really with Garrison Hurst in 1998, when he was picked to be on the cover for Madden NFL EA Sports video game. It was for, I think, European distribution. I think North America is still John Madden on the cover. And Hurst, maybe a week after he was picked for the cover, damaged his foot severely in a playoff game, and he was out for the next 2 years. It was a gruesome injury. It's amazing that he was able to play again. That kind of started the ball rolling on this whole idea of the Madden curse. Starting in 2000, ever since then, we've had one or more players on the cover. And the legend has grown of this Madden curse. I think it's really helpful to look at the running backs who appeared on the cover and try to make sense of why most of them have been, for those who believe it, cursed. But as I believe it, predictably didn't do well the next season or got hurt the next season. Since 2000, there have been six running backs featured on the cover of video game. The first one was actually the best of the group in terms of what he did after he was put on the cover. Eddie George was coming off four straight seasons with 350 plus touches. He was a workhorse in the truest sense. This is what he did. He might have averaged only like 3.5 yards a carry for his career or something like that. In today's NFL, he might not have lasted more than a few seasons before getting benched or pushed aside by a rookie who could get 4.2 yards a carry. But in his day, Eddie George was and deserved to be viewed as a terrific running back. He ate up yards. And the year that he was put on the cover, he had 453 touches, and he dominated statistically. And yet he dominated in large part because he had 453 touches. I mean, it's hard to get 453 touches and not do really well in a season. So it was deserved, and it was also kind of this is what he did. And so it was to be expected. It was just a hyper version of what was to be expected. Then we move on to the others, and this is where things get really interesting, and this is why the whole idea of the Madden curse is kind of hilarious to me, because it's pretty predictable if you look at the way these players declined. Marshall Faulk, heading into the 2002 season, he was put on the cover. The year before, he had had 421 touches. He had been 28 years old at the time. And he had, in 2002, a 33% statistical regression. Still a Pro Bowl running back. Still terrific. Still happy to have him on your fantasy team. But did not do nearly as well as he did the year before. Shaun Alexander, 2006. He was coming off a season when he had 448 touches, also at 28 years old. And so in 2006, he had a 62% statistical regression. And there's Peyton Hillis, 2011. He had 331 touches the year before. That might not seem like a lot. It might seem to some of you like, a decent amount of touches, maybe a lot, but not a ton when you factor in, all the 400 plus touch running backs, especially featured on the EA Sports video game. But the thing is, Hillis had never had more than 101 touches in any season leading up to that, including in college. And as some of you know, I have a whole spreadsheet going back to 2001 now. It used to be 2002. I added another year to it of every single running back who entered the NFL since 2001 and what their college workload was and how they did year after year after year in the NFL. And what's fascinating is running backs who don't get a lot of touches in any season in college, pretty much never do well in the pros. I think there are one or two exceptions, but you have about a 96-98% chance of doing next to nothing in that scenario. And so Peyton Hill is having this incredible 2010 campaign, and then going into 2011, it was almost a foregone conclusion that he was going to tank. Next, Adrian Peterson heading into the 2013 season. He was coming off a 411-touch campaign. He was 27 at the time that he had that all those touches. And so he was entering his age 28 year, and he had a 33% statistical regression. And finally, Christian McCaffrey, last year's EA Sports face and for Madden NFL. And he was coming off a season at 27 years old where he had 417 touches. And sure enough, injuries and, you know, and poor play. It was solid while he was there, but not, you know, Christian McCaffrey level. But the point was he was hurt for most of the season. He had an 88% statistical regression. So whether it's injuries or poor play or both, what we look at here is when you get past Eddie George and you look at the other five running backs, Marshall Faulk, Sean Alexander, Peyton Hillis, Adrian Peterson, Christian McCaffrey, all of them were coming off huge workloads. With Hillis, it was relative to anything he had ever done before. And so, of course, they were going to regress. That's what happens when you have 400-plus touches, especially at that age. Last summer, I talked about how of the 25 running backs in history who were 27 years old or older with 400-plus touches in a season, that the following season, 23 of those 25 had regressed statistically, and that the regression was about 30% on average. So it shouldn't be surprising that Adrian Peterson, at 27 years old, with 411 touches, had a 33% regression the next season. It also shouldn't be surprising that Marshall Faulk, at 28 years old, coming off 421-touch season, had a 33% statistical regression. And similarly, Sean Alexander, a huge regression at 28 years old with 448 touches, and Christian McCaffrey, as we know, a huge regression due to injuries, but also not at all surprising. And I went on record as making that claim that Christian McCaffrey, who was the overall number one draft pick in fantasy leagues last year, would be a huge bust. That was my prediction based on the evidence. And that leads us to Saquon Barkley. A couple months ago, EA Sports announced that he would be the new cover athlete for their Madden NFL video game for the upcoming season. You know what I'm going to say? I mean, everything lines up pretty much with every other running back I've talked about except for Eddie George. And that is that Barkley last year, at 27 years old, had one of the largest workloads of any running back in NFL history. He had 378 touches in the regular season, and then he had another 104, I think it was, in the postseason. So 482 touches puts him near the top in all-time touch history. 27 years old. Again, you get these guys who are appearing on the EA Sports cover who are 28 or 29. They're coming off an age 27 season with a massive workload, or they're coming off an age 28 season with a massive workload. So they are in the latter stage of their career, or latter phase. They're not post-prime because they just dominated, but they're on the verge of being post-prime, maybe in the next year or two, and they happen to be following up this incredible season with what is likely to be a much reduced statistical season. Through no fault of their own, this is what happens with heavy workloads. So Barkley gets the benefit of being on the cover because he deserves it, but he deserves it in part because he had almost 500 touches. If he had had 250 touches, he would have had still an incredible season, and maybe the Eagles would not have won the Super Bowl, but he would have been in line for probably another really good season this year. But coming up close to 500 touches, he has almost no shot of coming anywhere close to what he did last year. And my prediction is that by mid-season or by the end of the season, people will look at it and say, eh, Madden curse strikes again, but we'll know better. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime, sign up for text anytime, sign up for the rankings. Whatever you need, I'm here. We'll see you tomorrow.